The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you have not heard, O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76, died of cancer in Las Vegas. I think it was last night. They didn't announce it until today. Now, those of you that are 40 years of age and younger, that doesn't mean anything to you at all. That was 30 years ago, which if you're 40, you were 10 years old. There was probably some fascination for you when you were 10. But if you are 40 years old or older, it was the trial of the century. It was a phenomenon unlike anything that had happened in America for many, many, many years. The case drug out. I could have looked it up, but it was between 6 and 9 months. And the television networks covered it gavel to gavel every day. It never happened before in the age of television. And then, of course, there was the Bronco chase. As, again, if you're 40 years of age or older, you remember very well the Bronco chase, O.J. Simpson in the back, and he may kill himself, and we think he's got a gun, and helicopters out in L.A. We're following the white Bronco, and so on and so on and so on. And then the trial, which, if you watch the trial, and obviously I didn't watch all of it. I was pastoring. I had to work and do other things, but if you watched it all and looked at the evidence, there was no question of his guilt. But he had an incredible defense team. I mean, they were superstars, and the prosecutors were, well, somewhat inept. And then there were just huge scenes during the trial, the famous glove. Remember that? They asked for permission for O.J. Simpson to try on the bloody glove that was found at the scene. They know that the glove was worn by the killer, and so Johnny, what was his name? He's dead now. One of O.J. Simpson's attorneys, well, anyway, asked for permission. And I remember watching this. O.J. Simpson had a plastic glove on. And then he tried to put on the glove that had been drenched in blood. I mean, drenched in blood. So the glove, being leather, had probably shrunk. And then he was putting it on top of another glove. And I remember at the time looking at the TV and yelling at the TV, of course he can't put it on. He's putting it on over the top of another glove. Who in their right mind would not see that? And then the famous, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Remember that? If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. How in the world the defense or the judge allowed O.J. Simpson as a huge part of evidence try on one glove over the top of another glove and then allow the conclusion to be drawn, well, it doesn't fit. Couldn't have been his glove because it doesn't fit. It was insane. And I think most of America knew he was guilty. But he was acquitted. I mean, the trial lasted months, not weeks. It lasted months. And then when it finally went to the jury, very, very quickly, he was acquitted. Now, the Goldman family brought civil charges against O.J. Simpson, and that jury found that O.J. Simpson was responsible for the death of his former wife and Ron Goldman. That jury, hearing the same evidence, said, yeah, he's guilty. But that was a civil trial, not a criminal trial. And so the judgment was in money. Millions and millions of dollars was granted to the Goldman family and his former wife's family. And I don't know that O.J. Simpson paid any of it. He kept stalling, and I don't know that they ever got any money out of it all. He went down to Miami, lived a life of luxury, and then moved to Las Vegas. And if you'll remember, he and some other thugs broke into a motel room trying to get back a sports memorabilia that he said had been stolen. He was found guilty of breaking, entering, whatever, threatening with a, I don't remember what it was. And he went to prison for a short time. And then he was released and just kind of faded into obscurity in Las Vegas. But O.J. Simpson, dead at 76. Am I 100% certain that he got away with murder? No. Probably 90%. And I think the overwhelming majority of Americans. And, of course, this was one of the first major, major, major show trials where race entered into the trial. And it was presented that if O.J. Simpson was found guilty, it was only because he was black and the people that were murdered were white. Did that have anything to do with it? Nope, not whatsoever. But that hung heavy over the whole trial. Black man being railroaded by a white prosecutor for killing two white people. And I don't think there was ever anything racial, anything that happened. I think O.J. Simpson went into a fit of absolute rage, brutally murdered his ex-wife. I think they were divorced at that time. I don't remember. Wife, ex-wife. And then Ron Goldman just showed up at the very wrong time, and he was brutally murdered as well. So we will never know for sure, but I think most people knew. Yeah, he was guilty. He got away with it. He got away with it. O.J. Simpson, dead at the age of 76.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, there's been a battle brewing in the legislature out in California. The Republicans in the State House, not many of them. Forgive me for being repetitious. I've said this so many times. California is an absolute disaster. I don't care what you look at. California is an absolute disaster. And yet, the people of California continue to elect the same people that got them into this mess. What is wrong with them? But anyway, all right. The Republicans in the State House in California have been demanding an audit, a state audit, on the money that has been spent by the state on homelessness. Okay? Homelessness. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has been fighting it. We don't need an audit. We don't want an audit. Audits take a lot of time and they take a lot of money, and we're already in the hole. We're running a deficit. We can't afford an audit. Democrats in the legislature say, we don't want an audit. We don't need an audit. Well, somehow, some way, the Republicans got their way, and an independent audit has been done on the money spent in the state of California on homelessness. Anybody got a wild idea as to how much the state of California has spent on homelessness? How about $24 billion? Yeah, $24 billion. And the conclusion of the state audit concerning $24 billion in fighting homelessness, they have no idea where the money went. They don't know. They're not sure where it went. Why? Well, because they weren't really tracking the spending. Now, please remember, the answer for the liberal left on any problem, any situation is always what? Throw money at it. It doesn't matter how you spend it or how you waste it. If you're throwing money at it, you're dealing with the problem. Now, the state already has a $73 billion deficit for this year alone. Yeah. The person pushing for this audit is state legislator Kevin Kiley. And yes, he just happens to be a Republican. He said this, quote, "The audit of homelessness spending in California is finally out, and the results are infuriating. California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness over the past 5 years, but did not consistently track whether the huge outlay of public money actually improved the situation. The audit found that the California Interagency Council on Homelessness stopped tracking spending on programs and whether programs were actually working in 2021. What? Can I read that to you again? The audit found that the California Interagency Council on Homelessness, and I'm quoting, stopped tracking spending on programs and whether programs were working in 2021. It also failed to collect and evaluate outcome data for these programs. As a result, even a Democrat state senator said, the lack of transparency at every level is infuriating. That's a Democrat. Okay, here's what we do know. In 5 years, they spent $24 billion to address homelessness. Now, they don't know, we don't know, no one knows where the money actually went. $24 billion. They really don't. They just quit tracking spending and whether programs were actually working. But here is what we do know. 5 years later, after they began spending $24 billion to tackle homelessness, California now has 32% more homelessness in the state than before they started spending $24 billion. Quote, half of the entire nation's unsheltered homeless now live in the state of California. Representative Kiley said, California is spending more and more on homelessness, and the problem continues to get worse and worse and worse. So they spent $24 billion. They have no idea where it went. They have no idea how it was spent. But in the final analysis, homelessness is 32% worse now than it was 5 years ago. And the state is running a $73 billion deficit. And many people are saying Gavin Newsom should be our next president. Yeah, there are a whole lot of people who want Joe Biden to step aside because his poll numbers are atrocious. And they honestly want Gavin Newsom to be the candidate for the Democrats for president of the United States. Wow. So a state audit concludes. Oh, well, yeah, we spent $24 billion. Where'd you spend it? We're not sure. Where'd the money go? We don't know. Did it do any good? Well, we're not really sure of that either. After all, it was only $24
billion. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.